try to handle the sugya of Shemea Ke'oine by Birchas Hagoimel, and maybe a little bit of the Indian of Agadat of Bechlal, and Chalei Meis Befrat. The Gemara says in Dalet Amud Beis, in the sugya of Birchas Hagoimel, Rav Yehuda Cholash Ve'Ispach, Rav Yehuda got sick, and he had a Refuah Shleima, Ola Gabei Rav Chana Bagdaosa V'Rabbanon. Rav Chana came together with the Rabbanon, Amri Lei, Baruch Rachmanin Deyovich Ni'alon V'Leyovich La'afro. Adam Tzumbar Yerlam, that you're alive, and you're not Mikvar under the ground. Amr Lu Patrosun Yassim Elo Yiduhi. So he said to him, okay, you patterned me from being Moedah Berchus HaGremel. I, Vamar Abai, Boy Yiduhi Be'ap Yassarol, Davi Be'yassarol. V'yiu Leikam Moedah. Lamaisi, he himself didn't make the bracha. Lo'itzorich Do'oni Basrayu Omein. Yeah, it's not fair because he answered Omein after their bracha of Baruch Rachmanu. And some of the early words, Ma'ir, L'chorit, Shver Mamanav Shach. If, how could they be Maitzi him if they weren't Mechavan to be Maitzi him? Elamai, they were Mechavan to be Maitzi him, so then why does he have to answer Omein? It's a regular din of Shemei Ekoina. So if you want to be Yaitzi with somebody else's bracha, he's making a shahakol on his chocolate and you want to make a shahakol on your drink, then you don't have to answer Omein, you're Yaitzi even without answering Amin. That's the din of Shemei Karina. It's the man of Shach. Did they have in mind? Did they not have in mind? If they had him in mind, so then he doesn't have to answer Amin. If they didn't have it in mind, it's the help nishit. It's not going to help if he answers Amin. What's going on over here? Says the Ra in the Chanami, Slav Dafka Doni Basrayu Amin. Even if they wouldn't have answered Amin, it's not a problem. He would be Yaitzi al Shemei Karina. Aye, Lamaisi wasn't Mechavan to be Maitzim. So we look at the Ritva. The Ritva brings down the Purish of the Ra. It doesn't say that it's the Ra, but Lachar, that's who it is. And he's Maitzif. And he says that Avo Pishaloyu Machavan Loitziyoy, Bachol Kihani Brochis Bahochi Sagi. Even though they weren't Machavan to be Moitzim, in these types of brachas it's okay. What does he mean to say? Bachol Hani Brochis Hochi Sagi. What type of brachas? What's different about these brachas? So, Lachoru, what he means to say is like the Ravid says, all the Rishonim bring down from the Ravid, we have it over here on the Asogai later on, but the Rishonim bring it down on Daf Nun Dalet, that there's a machlokes whether or not all these brachos that are mentioned here are. Do you say with Shemu Malchus? L'chura, the mashmois is that you just say Shalsal Yineis Mamochem Azeh, or you say Shalsal Sayyam Agodol, or you say Oysa Masa Breshis. But the mashmois isn't L'chura, never does it say that you say the Shem Hashem, or you say Malchus. Says the Ravid in the Chanami, Yitaka don't have to. These brachos which are not kavuois, it's not something which is kavua. Lav dafka, it will happen that a person will ever make such a bracha. It could be that he lives his entire life without seeing the Yama Gadol, without seeing a Yama, without seeing Oysa Masa Breshis. They're not kavua bechlal. Mameila bahachi sagi. You don't have to. They're not real brachos. They're not on the same darga of brachos that a standard bracha, birchas hanen and a birchas hashvachin. And mameila, even though a regular bracha without shemu malchus is not a bracha, we saw that earlier. On Dafyud Beis Man Aleph, there was a called Bracha Shem Ba Askaras Hashem in a Bracha, called Bracha Shem Ba Malchus in a Bracha, Machlekes Amiroim. And that's what we pass in that you need Shemu Malchus. Nevertheless, as arrived over here, you don't need Shemu Malchus. Other Rishonim are Chaylik, and they say Zichr, Taisus Bayos, first Taisus, that Kol Hani Bracha Tzviches La Askaras Shemu Malchus, Baruch Ado Hashem Lekinu Melech Ha'ilom. However, the Ritva, the Ravid says, since they're not Kavuos, therefore it's a smaller Darga Bracha, and it doesn't need Shemu Malchus. And L'chor, you could say that that's really what the Ritva means. Over here, one of the places that the Ravid brings the Ravid from is this sugya. Baruch Rachmona Deyovich Lon Veliyovich Afro. Over there, he didn't say Shemu Malchus. Baruch Rachmona. He didn't say also Shem Hashem. That's Rachmona is. He didn't say Malchus. The other Rishonim say it's Lav Dafka. He said Shemu Malchus. But we see from the Ravid that these brachas are different. And if these brachas are different, then you could say the same thing, that you don't need Kavona Lahitzi. As long as the person is mechavin to be yotze with the bracha, even though the person that made the bracha wasn't mechavin to be yotze him, machnas tais, it doesn't make a difference. As long as he had kavana to mishabech Kadosh Baruch Hu, shemeha, that's enough. That's Shitas Hara. The Ritva says, chodem mitaretz is mechavrito. We ask Maman of Shach. If he wasn't mechavin to be yotze you, it's not going to help to say amen. And if he was mechavin to be yotze you, so then you don't have to say amen. Says the Ritva, no. In a Chanami, since he wasn't Mechavan to be Meitzi, that's why you have to say Amen. If there'd be a regular din of Shemei Ko'ine, he was Mechavan to be Meitzi you, and you're Mechavan to be Yotze, you don't have to say Amen. But since he wasn't mechaven to be made to you, therefore you have to say amen, and you're telling tzu to his bracha. And what is amen? Ne'emonis. You're giving it, you're being maskim to what the person said. Amen, let's kilo as if you were mevarech. Ayidei the amen. He says, teich kidei diber. He says, ayidei the amen, teich kidei diber. It's kilo as if you yourself were mevarech. And therefore, it worked. And Echram is talking to a different din of Shemei Karina. This is din of Shemei Karina. When the person was mechaven to be made to you, there you don't have to say amen. This is din of Shemei Karina. When the person was mechaven to be made to you, then if you say amen, then you're going to be yaitze. Kiveger, in Simon Reishu Tess, he says a different reason why you have to say amen here. Why do you have to say amen? Because there's no Shemei Koine. What's Shemei Koine? It's ki ilu, as if when I heard his bracha, it's ki ilu zvai said the bracha. What did they say? Baruch rachmona diyahavich lon velo yahavich lafra. Adang tzum bar yoylem diyahavach, that he gave you lon to us. Now if it's Shemei Koine, it's ki ilu as if he said those words. Then he's saying the same thing. Baruch Rachmana Diyahavich Lon V'Liyavich Lapach. So how could he be yaitz with that? He has to say something else. He has to say Shigmolani Baruch Hagoyim Alachayavim Toivei Shigmolani Kol Toiv. He has to say it speaking about himself. If he's speaking in Neuchach, speaking in second person, then it's not going to help. And Mamela over here, only through the fact that he said Amen. So what's Amen? Amen is like we just said before, and you're being maskim to the Shavach that they said. So they said, thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rav Yehuda didn't die. And he says, amen. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Rav Yehuda didn't die. I'm being maskim and mishabech to what you say. Amela says, Rav Kivega and Achnami, that's why over here, it's specifically over here, that you have to say amen. But generally, al tzedin HaShemei Koina, you would not have to say amen. L'chor yikum tois, the tzadafi l'ro, tzadafi Rav Yitzvah, tzadafi Rav Kivega, ba'etzim et shayach, the musib of HaShemei Koina, in unzer sugyo, by Gar Goino. It's just for a different reason why it doesn't. For the Rav, for sure it's Shaykh. According to the Ritva, because they weren't being Mechamed to be Moitzi, if they would have been Mechamed to be Moitzi, then it would work. According to the Geiger, there's a technical difficulty with the Lashon. But if not for that, then in Echnami, they'll be able to be Yetzi with his Agrin. However, if you look at the tour in Rishon Test, he brings down from his father a fourth answer. Why did they have to say Amen? So they had to say Amen because the people that were Mavarech weren't Mechuyiv Babrachah Bechal. They weren't Mechuyiv to make Agrinmo. No nays happened to them. They didn't have a Refu Shalemo. They were a mechuyev b'bracha. Memela, since they were a mechuyev b'bracha, you can't be yotzei shemei ka'oina with a bracha of a person. It's not mechuyev b'bracha. You should be a bracha levatol if they're not mechuyev b'bracha. No, they're a mishabech, ta'kadosh baruch hu. Loi choshe bracha levatol, shim nosnu shevach v'aydo la'mokim kederech b'ni odem shemeshamchim la'mokim alatevi shemazmen lahem. It's not a bracha levatol. It's like kori b'ayin oylaim. You say shem Hashem. You be mishabech, ta'kadosh baruch hu. That's not a bracha levatol. It's not a problem. Now let's just be mavar a little bit in kud over here. What's the reason for Shemei Koina that you have to be yoytze with somebody who's mechuyev badover? Because if he's not mechuyev badover, so then it doesn't have a shem bracha. I can't be yoytze Shemei Koina with somebody, let's say a parrot is saying, you taught the parrot to say shakonei b'dvarim. And every time you come in, the parrot says shakonei b'dvarim, and you want to be yoytze with Shemei Koina. It doesn't have a chalais bracha to say that you're being oina a bracha. You're not saying you're Shemeah, you're not being Shemeah bracha. It's like if you hear a tape recorder, MP3, whatever it is, some sort of device that's saying something, that's saying a bracha. It's not going to help to say Shemei Koine because there's no real bracha going on over there. That's not a real bracha. Memela, it only has the din of Shemei Koine when it's somebody that's, when it has the tekev of a bracha. So over here, if you're telling me that it's not a bracha levatala what they said, so then why can't he be yaitz with them? This is not a haklata, this is not a recording, this is not a parrot. This is something that they were saying to Mishabeach Da'ilam. The Berlin. So why can't they be yaitze with him? Al Shemei Koina. And the third answer is because it doesn't have a tekev of a bracha. They're mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but he needs a matbeah of a bracha, and they didn't say a bracha. They said Baruch Achmano, Adang Tzim Berlin. Thank you, Rebbeinu Shleilam. But it never had a tekev of a bracha that should be considered a bracha of Atala. The mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a problem. You're allowed to say Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you're saying Shem Hashem. The whole problem to say bracha of Atala is only if you're saying with the Baruch Atah Hashem. But if you say Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Shakol Nei V'dvarei, L'chor V'pasha, it's not a problem. You can say, get up in the morning and say that without being taking a drink. Once it's not a matzbeah of a bracha, you're being meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it's not a problem. But the mitzvah, safe, safe, it doesn't have a take of a bracha, so you couldn't be yaitzeh with him. As they zokt, that's Shitas HaTur B'Shem Arash. Frek the stipler, why didn't the Tur just say Pasha L'Kivei Eger? L'chor V'Kivei Eger's teretz is the most Pasha teretz. It doesn't help Shemei Koine because Shemei Koine means I'm listening and I'm hearing what the other person said. And it's Kilo as Vai said his words. It's Kilo as Vai said, Baruch Romano, the Yahavach Lon. And he has to say Shigmolani. He can't say the Yahavach. Chari, that would be the simplest teretz. Says the stipler, a great Yisrael. It says, Vayis Tais, Chari, we see from here that the din of Shemea Ka'ina, that the Rosh, the Tur, the Shema Rosh, holds that the din of Shemea Ka'ina is not ki'ilu as if you're saying the actual words that the person said. Like you're, when you hear it, it's ki'ilu. Your Shemea is ki'ilu as if you're saying those exact words. Shemea Ka'ina means I'm being Shemea the Inyan that he's saying. What was the Inyan that they were saying? What were they trying to say? They were trying to say, thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom, that he had a Refuah Shalom. And Memela, when he has a Shemei Ka'ina, he's also thanking the Rebbeinu Shalom. Tkiila Zvita, thank you, Rebbeinu Shalom, that he had a Refuah Shalom. But it's not that you're saying those exact words. Shemei Ka'ina is the Inyan, it's not the exact words. Says the Torah, though, that's Shver from the next halacha that the Torah brings down. Says the disciple, that's fair. The next halacha the Torah brings down is what goes on here every single bein, after every single bein hazmanim yeshivas mirakadesha. You have 400 bachrim that need a halavai. This should be davening shachris. You have 400 bachrim that have to say hagrimo during shachris, and it's going to take 25 minutes if every single person can make a bracha. One guy gets up there and he says baruch atah Hashem lekeinu melech ha'olam hagamelech ha'ivim tevoi shemelani kol tov, and everybody else says amen in the yitzah. Now, says the Torah, that works. Of course that works. Because the first guy is chayiv. That's not like the case over here where they were not chayiv, that the Talmidim weren't chayiv. This case, the first person was chayiv. In that case, if the first person that made the bracha for everybody in Yeshiva's mirror is chayiv, then zikr, everybody else can be yitzah. Frek the Torah, according to the story that I just said, that Shemea Ko'in is not that I'm saying the words that the person said. It's kilo as if I'm saying the Inyan. And that's why when they said, thank you Hashem, that Rav Yehuda had a Refuah Shalom, his Shemei Ka'ina was, thank you Hashem, that the review that Refuah Shalom. But it wasn't those exact words, Yahavach Lon. That doesn't pass. But it's not as if you're saying the exact words. If that's the case, then how does it work in this case? The person, Chaim Yankel, gets up and he says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lekinu Melech Ha'olam, Hagoyimei Lechayvim Tevei Shegmalani Kol Teiv. Thank you, Baruch Shalom, that you did this grace of Teiva for me. Everybody else says, Shemei Ka'ina, that's the Inyan, that you did this Teiva for Chaim Yankel. This bracha of Hagoyimel is different than every single other bracha that we have. Just to point it out. Every other bracha that we have is a general bracha. Something that's not personal to you. Shigmolani kotoy virus Hagoyimel is very personal to you. So if you're going to tell me that it's not, if you're Shemei Ka'ina means that's kilo, if you're saying the words. So it's kilo when everybody else hears Chaim Yanko making the bracha, it's kilo everybody said. You could be Yitzhak. But according to this, you say that we're saying in the Torah that it's not if you said the actual words. It's you're listening to the Inyan. So if that's the case, you're being Meshabeach on the Inyan. The Shemei Ka'ina is, I'm being maskim to the Inyan that the person said. So when Chaim Yankel said, thank you Hashem that you did this grace of Teva for me, everybody else that's listening is saying, thank you Hashem that you did this grace of Teva for Chaim Yankel. Well, Lachar, it's not going to help you for.
Like the Inyan, the guy that saved the flyer from X to Y. So to everyone else.
Shigmolani, though. No, but it's his individual bracha. It's not she'agoyimel lechayvim tevoish she'gom malcho that you are Kadosh Baruch Hu she'agoyimel kol tev that you are goyimel. It's something that's very specific to the person that's being mevarech. That's why this bracha is different than everything else. Memela says the stipul lechor, you can't say that. He wants to say a different yisoid. I would have said balavatish that maybe you could say that in Rami the tour is maskim that you could say this, but this is a specific chesaron that's negiah to agrimo. The tour wanted to say something which is negiah to all shemei koina. All shemei koina is a problem if the person is not mechuyev adover. And the male, that's why he said, you're right. He could have been maskim. He could have said that that's the reason why. But he said a much bigger yisoid. Says the tour, the reason why it doesn't work over here is because they're not chayiv. It's not shaykh to have a din of shemei koina bichlalusa if the person that's making the bracha. It's not chayiv. According to this, you have to know whether or not what chelik of the bracha is considered a chelik which is ma'akiv, which is not a chelik which is ma'akiv. We'll come over there that we start. There's a bracha which is there's a bracha at the end. A machzir neshomer lefgarim meisim, which is general. Maybe that's all that you need to be yotzeh. And we don't care about the individual words in the middle. According to this. The shayla is though, lechur, what comes out according to the Agresi Yisrael comes out from this rush. The rush says, the reason why they had to say Amen is because the person that was making the bracha wasn't Mechuyev Adover. If he was Mechuyev Adover, then you don't have to say Amen. If he's not Mechuyev Adover, then if you say Amen, you could be Yitzeh. Kumtais lechur, anytime that a person is not Mechuyev Adover, somebody else could be yetziv, you say amen. Shtoylem remembers that those who were with us on that chof, we had a big sugya of Noshim bebirchas hamazon, are they chayev or not? Are Noshim chayev and birchas hamazon or not midaraisa? Either because they didn't have a nachalo, because they're not chayev in teru. Says the Gemara, what's the nachmin if they're mechuyim midaraisa or not? The mechuyim midarabanan, they have to bench. What's the difference in mechuyim midaraisa? The Gemara could have said if you had a suffix. Then we saw that friend of man. Says the Gemara, what's the nafkamino? Could they be mighty a man, yudei chavasa or not? A man is mechuyim midaraisa. If a woman is not mechuyim midaraisa, then you can't be mighty. Shailus farvas. Why can't you be mighty? The woman will make the bracha, and the man will say amen. Even if the woman is not machuy badaver, according to this yisayid of the Rosh, l'chera, even if she's not machuy badaver, kokama that she makes the bracha, and somebody else says amen, it could be yitzeh. She could say that the whole sugya is going where the person doesn't say amen. A little bit of a deichik. L'chera. If you look back in this Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's actually the next sif in Reish Yutes. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that there's a big machlekes, l'chera, what comes out a big machlekes, between the tour and the other Rishonim, himself, and the other Rishonim, the Ritva Nara, is by all Dini Arvus. Any time that you have a Din of Arvus, what's a Din of Arvus? Din of Arvus is that even if you were Yaitzi or Chiv, you could be Maitzi somebody else with the Bracha, because you're an Arif for him. The Gemara in Seita says that everybody was Makabel to make sure that everybody in Klal Yisrael is Makayim all the mitzvahs. But Meila, you're an Arif to make sure that the guy that's sitting next to you does the mitzvah. So if you took lulav and you already shop a lulav in the morning, and your friend doesn't know the bracha, he doesn't know how to speak, he doesn't know how to make the bracha b'chol, you're allowed to once again make the bracha and be mighty him with the bracha, and he'll shop a lulav. Ah, you already made a bracha. Doesn't make a difference. Also, dina arvis, since I'm a chuyiv in the mitzvah, even if I was mekayimid, I could be mighty for you. I remember I was once in the hospital on Motzei Shabbos. And somebody who's making Havdalah, he goes over to the first machlak, makes Havdalah, goes down the hall, makes Havdalah again, goes downstairs, makes Havdalah again, made Havdalah 20 times in a row. Not a problem. Best thing is Mechuyim at the din of Arvis. You could. Shaila happens with woman, or woman by Arvis, that we saw, the whole thing. Say it. Says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to this Rosh, it comes out of Grace Yisai. The din of Arvis, that somebody else who's really not mechuyev because he's ready to mekayim his mitzvah, he can make a bracha for you. You're only going to be yoytzi with his bracha if you say amen. Massive yisayin. All these people that are in the hospital that are listening to this Havdalah, if they forget to say amen, according to the Rosh, you're not yoytzi. You have to say amen. The din of arvus is only if you say amen. Since they're not mechuyev, the guy's not mechuyev adover, he's only making the bracha at the din of arvus, then that's like this bracha of agremel over here. If you don't say amen, you're not going to be yoytzi. However, according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, according to the Rosh, according to the Ra, according to Ritva, in Echanami, even if you don't say Amen, you're going to be Yetzer. Now, Lachor, you could be Mechalik between the Din of Arvus and the Din of Agrimbo. The Din of Agrimbo, they weren't trying to make a bracha for him Bechlal. So mainly, if he doesn't say Amen, so then he's not shaykh to the bracha at all. Mashenkin, by the Din of Arvus, the guy is making the bracha for you. And even if you didn't say Amen, Lachor, you should be able to be Yetzer. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Eiger is Madam of the two. And he says, Arvis has the same din as Agaymo. Somebody who's not Mechuyi Badavar is making a bracha for you. You could be Yoytse, but only, according to the Rosh, only if you say Omi. Says Blei Balin, Chelak Aleph, Stimin Hei. He's going to be Masber Rambam, but he says, according to this Rambam, it's a short stickle. And he says, according to this Rambam, we could be Masber Unzer Rosh. He says, Lachar, there's two dinim in when a person is mighty, somebody else has a bracha, we find two dinim. There's a regular din of Shemei Ka'ina. And that's even if the person doesn't say Amen. Chaim Yankel makes the bracha, Shimon David is yoytzei with the bracha. That's Chaim Yankel is eating chocolate, Shimon David is having a drink of water, he's not sure if he's thirsty or not, so he doesn't know if he should make a bracha. Chaim Yankel is mighty with his chocolate, Yishlein, Tachar Yishev to make an eight on chocolate, we'll see that next month, Mitzvah Shem. But, fine, you want to be, he makes a shahakal on his chocolate, and he wants to be mighty his friend with the shahakal. There, since Chaim Yankel, the first person who's making the bracha, is Chaya Badover, the second person is Yetzeh, even if he doesn't say Amen. That's how Shemei Kareinah works. Then you have a different din, says Rabbi Malan. You have a din of Arvis. The din of Arvis is that I'm making the bracha that you're Mechuyev in. Not that I'm Mechuyev in. Chaim Yankel's not Mechuyev in this bracha, you're Mechuyev in the bracha. I'm making the bracha for you. Memeilo, since the bracha is being made really for the second person, he says the Amen goes into the Nusach HaBracha, says Rabbi Ma'am. It's a chelak of the bracha. It's a bracha that I need your input for it to be, since it's not just my bracha. This is not, it's not my bracha at all. It's my bracha, I'm making the bracha for you. Al Tadin of Arvis. But mainly, if you don't shtel to your Amen, then that's not, it's kilu as if it's mishana me'adbeish atavam chama brachas. It's not the whole bracha. The bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem Lekeinu Melech Ha'olam Shakon Yim Etzvari Omin. That's the bracha. That's the kolol bin. Oh, yesh lain. L'chera, I had the same aura. Are you going to tell me that it's a bracha levatala if the person doesn't say Omin? If it, that's sai v'sai. Even if you don't hold that way, according to Leib Malin, right? Forget it. According to what he said, Bedas Rush. You can ask that. The Kivayger says Bedas Rush. That if the person doesn't say Omin, then it's a bracha levatala. So who in the right mind is going to make a bracha for somebody else and take the chance? Then maybe the guy's not going to say Amen. L'chari, your bracha is only a bracha, kokama. That other guy says Amen. But is he says, it's a chelik of the bracha. It's a chelik of the nutzach ha-bracha is the Amen that the other person tells to. So sometimes we have, this is the only bracha that I know of, that you need two people to make the bracha. Two people, the bracha is made, you need two people together. Huh? It's hard to say that. Hard to say that it is. Yish lozen. But l'chor, one thing that we see from this Rekiva Eger, that's the Hezber that the Rebbe Malan gives, but l'chor, one thing we see Rekiva Eger is Rekiva Eger understood that this rush that says that the other person has to say Amen and that you could be Yotze, and from there he learns that the din of Arvus, that this din that when somebody says Amen, you could be Yotze, even if the other person wasn't Mechuyi B'davar, is only in such a case where the first person is Shaykh to the Bracha. That means, out the din of Arvus, out the din of Hagoimel is also the same thing. If this person would have been saved, the Kadosh Baruch, he would have to make Hagoimel. So it's also a din of Arvus. There, out the din of Arvus, there, the Rosh said that if the person says Amen, then he could be Yotzei. But if somebody makes a bracha levatala, and somebody else says Amen, he's not going to be Yotzei with the first person's bracha. We're not going to say, since even though the first person wasn't Mechuyi B'davar, the other person said Amen, and therefore he's going to be Yotzei. It has to be that the first person is shaykh in the parsha making the bracha. How is he shaykh at the din of Arvus? He's shaykh to the parsha making the bracha. Memela, what we asked, b'negei to birchas hamazon, by birchas hamazon, can zayin woman are not shaykh b'chlal to the parsha birchas hamazon on a deraisa tzaddikah level? If they're not b'nachala, they're not in bris v'torah, then they're not shaykh b'chlal to the whole parsha. We saw this at that they're not b'chlal in Arvus, in the whole parsha of Arvus at all. Memela, there, in a chanami, even if the person says Amen, the tzad that they're not mechuyi b'davar, even if the person is going to say, the man is going to say Amen, you're not going to be able to be yetzi yedei chavasa. It's not just a klal. Anytime that a person makes a bracha, even if the parakeet makes a bracha, even if somebody makes a bracha levatol, if you say Amen, you're still through to his bracha. No. The Rush only meant it in a case where, stipler lens is that's Rush. The Rush only meant it in a case where you're, the first person that's making the bracha is mechuyi b'etzim in the bracha. At the din of Arvus at least, the shaykh to the bracha, then the omen kishtotzim. Now what's found in the other Rishenim? In the other Rishenim that learn that there is a din of Shemeko in here, we saw the Ra'ot says Lahedya, that in Echonami, Ani Basrayu, omen is lav dafko. Even if you're without omen, you could be Yetah Shemeko in here. And the Ritva was Mefurish that way also. The only reason you have to say omen is because the person wasn't Mechamed to be Meitziyu. But if you would be Mechamed to be Meitziyu, then in Echonami you'd be able to be Yetah Yidei omen. Without an omen. L'chora, how do you yotze shemei ko'ina if the first person is not mechuyi b'bracha? The first person is not mechuyi in the bracha, how could we yotze al tadino shemei ko'ina? We know shemei ko'ina is something that's mechuyi. So the truth is that Besim is not shver, because Sai the Ritva and the Ra'ah, if you look at the beginning, the first shtickle in the ninth parak, they both learn that a Talmud is mechuyi to be mevarech ha-goymel on the refuah of his Rebbe. They say, even though it's a bayad leiv shito in the Yerushalmi, however, in Unzer Sugi, it's Yivshita. From where? Rav Chanan Magdosa. Then they made the bracha on the Rebbe. Vice versa, we see that they're mechuyev to make a bracha. So, in a chanam, you could say that you're mechuyev adover. But l'chor, even without this, you could say that it's really a shayla of how you learn the lumdus of the din of Arvus. How does Arvus work? Is Arvus a chidush? The Rush learns l'chor that the din of Arvus is a new din. It's not the regular din of Shemei Ko'ina. Shemei Ko'ina is that al yidei my shmio, I'm being yotze with your bracha. That's only in a case where you're being mevarach for yourself, and I can be listening in and be yotze with the bracha that you made for yourself. The din of Arvus, the way the Rebbe Malan is mazbe the Rosh, is that I'm not making my egen bracha, I'm not making my own bracha, I'm making a bracha for you. And Ramela, the Amen is kolol in the bracha as the chelik and nusach bracha. It's two different brachas, b'chlal. There's a bracha, Baruch Hashem Kenem Alchalom Shachanu Midvari, and there's a bracha, Baruch Hashem Kenem Alchalom Shachanu Midvari, Amen. There's two different brachas. Why? One is when you're bringing a bracha for yourself, you say the first Shachanu Midvari, and al tzedin of Arvus is a nayadin of Shachanu Midvari, Amen. You need the other person's input. but it's not my bracha. Since it's not my bracha, I'm a meila, says the Rosh, I need the amen, your amen, to be able to be yetzer. However, the other Rishonim learned that that's not the din of Arvis b'chlal. Arvis is only a sniff in Shemei Koineh. What's the chiddush of Shemei Koineh? When the first person is mechuyev in the bracha, I could be yetzer with his bracha when I listen to his bracha. I, by Arvus, the person is not mechuyev in the bracha, he already said, Al natilas luv in the morning. It comes 10 o'clock and he wants to make a bracha for somebody else. He's not mechuyev b'davar. How can it be yetzer the din of Shemei Koineh? The first person is not mechuyev b'davar. Comes along the din of Arvis and is this chadish, that the first person is also mechuyev. Look at the Meir in Rosh Hashanah, he says, how does the din of Arvis work? The din of Arvis tells you that even if you are yetzer your chiyuv, but everybody in Klal Yisrael wasn't yetzer their chiyuv yet. Until everybody in Klal Yisrael is yetzer their chiyuv, you're also not yetzer your chiyuv. There's a etvas, a chelik of your chiyuv that you weren't yetzer until everybody else in Klal Yisrael is yetzer their chiyuv. Memela's din of Arvis tells me that I'm making a negative bracha. I am making my own bracha. Because I need this bracha to be made to you, because I myself am not yetzer without the bracha which is going to be made to you. Skumtais, it's a shayla of how you learn the din of Arvis. The Rosh learned the din of Arvis is the naya din b'chlal. It's not the din of Shemei Koineh. There's a new din and it's a new bracha. Shemei Koineh is where Chaim Yanko is making the bracha for himself and I listen in. And Arvis is that you're making the bracha for somebody else. According to other Rishonim, no. Arvis is mamash din of Shemei Koineh. Was Nitzchadish and Arvis is that even if you're not mechuyev b'davar, since you're in the parsha and you haven't been yetzer till everybody in Klal Yisrael is yetzer the mitzvah, Mamela, you are making your egin a bracha. You are mechuyev b'davar, and since you are mechuyev b'davar, Mamela, everybody else could be yetzer with Shemei Koineh even without answering amen. That's lechera the sugya of Shemei Koineh by benching grain. I was asked when we first started brachis, daf hey vav dalet hey vav zayin ches, the agadas to give a chabura on inyani agadta. So now came the time, Chalafachis. There's no Zman Garim. Maybe to be Mvar, maybe a little bit. The Indian of Chalim is also when you get there. Just a little Hagdama to the Indian of Agadatra. Chazal say in Sefri, in Parshat Ekev, Ritzoin Chol Lahakir Misha Omer Vahoya Oilom Asoik Be Lamoid Hagodom Shmitoich Kachach Atomakir Sakodesh Baruch Hu Medavik Bedrochov. You want to be Makir the Rebbeinu Shalom? El Ani Ladoid Vedoidi Li. Get in touch with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Make hekerut, as they say here in Eretz Yisrael. How do you market the Ribbono Shel Olam through Limud HaGadol? And on the Limud HaGadol, you medabek bedrachov. What does it mean medabek bedrachov? L'chare, that's halicha bedrachov. Mahu chanun, afato chanun. Mahu rachum, afato tein rachum. Like Chazal say, the way the Mesil Sharm says in his Akdomi, he says, V'klal kol zeh of halicha bedrachov is shiina ga'odom kol midoisev l'chol minei halichois. Halicha bedrachov means that everything that a mensch does is alpi hayoshev v'amoser. Now, really nichlal in halicha bedrachov and in the Indian of Agarto is also like the Ramchal. There's a Sefer Vikuach that the Ramchal wrote. It's a version of the Mesil Sharm, but he wrote it as a Vikuach between a Chassid and a Chacham. They have it here in the Mir. And in his Akdama, he says it a little. It's more of a debate. So he says it much more. He says he brings down the pasuk Vata Yisrael Mal Hashem Kelechol Sheol Meimcha Kiim Liyuras Hashem Lekechol Leches B'chol Derachov La'avar Yisrael V'la'avar Des Hashem Lekechol B'chol Levav B'chol Nafshcho Lishmar Tzvitzes Hashem Lezchul Kaisov. He says, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want from you? And it enumerates five things. And this is what Mesil Sharm says. Chayvasa Barilamai is these five things. The Rebbeinu Shlom is telling you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu want? Says Meir Shabbat to Klaizer. What does Kadosh Baruch Hu want? These five things: Yiro, Halich Bedrachov, Avosh, Nimasalev, Shmiris Kol Mitzvot. And he's talking to the Chacham there, and he says, the Chassid says to the Chacham, you're so busy the entire day in learning all the halachas and learning all the gemaras and the sugyas and being medakti and all the pratim. He says that's amazing, but that's only one out of the five. That's Shmiris Kol Mitzvot. We have the Avo and the Yiro, the Halich Bedrachov, Shlemus Alev. That's 80% of avodah that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants from you. You have to be Yitzchak as well. Where's the makor for all these things? How do we get to Avo? How do we get to Yiro? How do we get to Shlimus Halev? The makor is Agarato. That's where we get to all these things. If you look in the Hagdama of the Maariv Chiyus to Agarato, he says, "Im alochis kavuas bahira malamnis eson umaisa mitzvahs bechavis hevarim." If the Mishnayos and the alochis brurus that come out of the sugyos teach us what we're mechuyev to do in the maisa mitzvahs, in a yavo ha'agadois. Mitzidom lamin esanu chokma sadas betairo va'oifenei ikri ha'amuno hanu yich l'Hashem gmo va'oinish minin b'chiras kofshis asher b'yada odom min ha'molochem v'rozei ha'nevua me'ashkochas Hashem yizbarach kol bruim me'ichas ha'nefesh v'asha'arusa min ha'amuno b'bias ha'mashiach v'tchias ha'meisim g'doim ma'oid harbeg. He says, if the sugyas teach us the halachis, then the agada teach us everything else. It teaches about b'chira, and it teaches about b'tochan, and it teaches about emuno, and it teaches about yich l'Hashem, and ha'shkocha v'chulu v'chulu. And the importance of learning it, and not just skipping it, is Mefurash in the Rambam. The Rambam at the end of the Pirush Mishnayos, in Mesechus Brachos, he gets sidetracked, as he himself says. And he's right that Ve'ein zeh mokrim lehovi yishom davar hazeh. He says, "Oy nedaber b'ktzas inin azev b'seches avoyz, ve'erech ha'ktzas me'askamas b'kiyah philosophim l'divrei ha'kosta b'chol inyanim." He says, "I'm going to speak about this in Pirkei Avos a little bit more." Ve'ein zeh mokum lahavi shama adover azeh, luli asher kavanosi k'shiyovei zecher dover binin hemuno levar boi ma'at ki yoker ve'einai lelamid ikrim ikri adas ve'muno yoisim mikol ha'shelam deyo. Says, even though it's not really the right place to speak about it, emuno there, however, it's so important to me, it's more chashev to me to speak about Ikri Emuno than to speak about everything else that I'm going to teach. But Mela, even though I'm getting sidetracked, well, Lamaisa, that's the Ikr. That's the 80%. That's the 80%. The problem is that it's very shver to learn Agado for Kama Taimin. The first reason, L'chara, is, like we saw here, is it's not always clear, B'chlal, what is being, the Nekuda is being darshaned, and how do you darshan it? Right? Chazal say, we just saw, somebody that doesn't get a chalim for 7 days, so he's nikra ra. Because it says, Soveya yolin ba yifkar ra. Al tikri soveya, satiated, elasheva. What do you mean, al tikri? It doesn't say that in the Pasuk. Plus, it's talking about something else, Bakal. What's going on over here? That's the first thing. The second thing is that there's a lot of chalokim to Agarato, stories in Agarato that seem totally kineged the Metzias as we know it. The story that we have with Eigmel Habashan, that he picked up a mountain which is the size of Gimel Parsol, Gimel Parsol. Gimel Parsol, Gimel Parsol is, I think, according to B'chaim Noah, which is the smallest, 120 square kilometers. It's like, even if he's 1,000 feet tall, 1,000 amas high, he still wouldn't be able to do that. It's just mukta and gant in the Chara. How are you supposed to understand such a thing? The last thing is that there's a lot of things that L'chur seem like a Sira. They weren't in his bar so much, and even without Joshi. But things that seem to be a Sira. What's with Chalemis? Chalemis are Divir Chalemis, Leimalim, Leimardin, Chalemis Shavi Dabru. It's nothing, it's only what a person thinks about during the day. Sacheni, we have all these stories about Vahendia. We have the stories of Yitapel Chokhma, Yitapel Nebu, Yitapel. What's going on? They are or they aren't? Chalemis are something, Chalemis are not anything. What's going on over here? So Ramchal has a mimer on Agadat Chazal, and he says, he's masbar as follows. He says that we find Eis Lasis LaHashem Efer Torah Yisrael, that because there was a chash of Shikras HaTorah, Mamele Rabbeinu HaKadosh was mako to write down the Torah, even though Dvarim Shebal Peh, Yatar Yishai L'Kosim Miksav, but as a chash of Shikras HaTorah, he was able to write down all the halachis that we shouldn't forget the halachis. Now the same chash that they had been to get to the halachos, they happened to get to the Sitzri Torah. And Mimela, there was a reason to write them down as well. However, the Eitzah that we had for the halachos is not the same Eitzah that we have for the Sitzri Torah. The Eitzah for the halachos is just write it down. What's the problem if some Chaim Yankel in Korea is reading Schattenstein Gemara and he reads all the halachos? Who cares? However, when it comes to Kabbalah, when it comes to Sitzri Torah, there, for two reasons, you can't just write it down. First of all, it's not the covenant of the Rebbeinu Shalom to give it over to every Chaim Yankel. And as somebody opens up a Kabbalah center in LA, it's a Pirtzei Gemurah. And the second reason is because that somebody that doesn't understand the Sitzri Torah, and a person is only able to understand the Sitzri Torah if he has a Zacha Seichel, he has a Chochom, and he's a Balmidus Karoi, and he has the 48 Kinoni HaTorah, somebody that doesn't have that, then he's going to take the Sitzri Torah and be Megalopon HaTorah, Shloike Halacha, Shloike Inyan. He's going to take it out and be Mekalkel. Memela, Chazal had to be Milim, and he had to hide all the things in three different ways? In many different ways, he says. Memela, he mentions three or four different ways how Chazal, Taka, hid them. First way is through a mashal. They would say things that, maybe without saying that it's a mashal, certain times Chazal said it is a mashal, for them they got up to the Gemara with the fox that was with the, later on a little bit. We'll see at the end of the parak. The fox says to the fish, why don't you come up and live on the ground? That was Emshel Chomoshel. But if the Gemara would have just said it without it, so we would say, what's going on here? A fox is talking to fish? Fox can't talk, and a fish can't talk. Once the Gemara says it's a Moshel, so we understand. Sometimes the Gemara just said the story as a Moshel without saying that it's a Moshel. The second thing is that they didn't give the Tanoim. They said it as a Maimer Muchlet without telling you that it only applies at a certain time, in a certain place, in a certain amount. They didn't give you the Gvulos of when it applies. Generally, the Gemara in Halachas goes and says, well, we have a steer between this and this. Oh, the first mission was only talking about this and this in it. But the Gemara doesn't do that. Lav Dafti does the Gemara do that. Menegeta Agarasa. So it looks like something which applies all over, and in Taka doesn't. It only applies in a very specific case. And the third way is that they were reminding things by saying things that seem very pashut, and they said it anyhow because really they wouldn't have had to say it. But by saying it, the Rimaram is really something which is more teeth. And from the fact that it's so pashut, we're able to understand that obviously Chazal didn't say it for no reason, and therefore you're able to take out something which is more an amkus that at face value is taken out there. Memela, that lechayra answers first of all a chelik of what we remember, that the koshi is that a lot of things that seem to be connected to metzius, sometimes it's a mashal, as Rishonim say, as we'll mention in a second. That which it sees that lechura, it's the things are not clear in economy. That's a chiluk of how they're being seisered, how they're being seisim and being milim the inyanim, is to tell you that chalemis. They said it seems like chalemis. All these chalemis in economy, a person has to be worried about or doesn't have to worry about. They didn't tell you exactly all the gedarim. And the third thing with the drasha is that the in Yaakov in his Akdama, he says that very often when the Gemara says Al Tikri, or the Gemara says Kri Ukedeme, the Gemara is just saying since Chazal and all the Talmidim that were Bekim in Tanakh, the Mela, when they wanted to make sure that you remembered the Halacha, they would give a simin from a Pasuk. That way when you get up to the Pasuk, you remember the Halacha. And the same way Benegeya Tagarato. So when they say Al Tikri, there was just a way for you to remember this Inyan. That Chazal understood that somebody that goes without 7 days without a chalayim, Chazal understood b'choch ma'asim ha'gadarila, that's true. They wanted to bring a similar davar, and they said, Soveya yolin ba'if gerdo. Al-tuki soveya el-sheva. That way when you read the pasuk, oh, you remember that which Chazal said. But in Echanami, lav dafka, they darshing it out. In Echanami, sometimes in it is a dasmachto, but lav dafka, they darshing it out. Now just to be mazber, maybe two inyonim of agadato through this yisrein. The first one is this ma'isa with Oik, Oik Melech HaBashan. The Rajba, in his Biura HaGadot, he's Masber, L'chur, he goes to say the Pshat, he doesn't ask the Kashas, but L'chur, the Kashas are Mavur. First of all, how can it be that Oik, like we said, even if he's 1,000 Amas high, how could he pick up such a humongous, detached, a mountain, which is 120 square kilometers, to throw it on Klai Yisrael? L'chur, sounds Mufka. The second thing is that these ants came and they dug in a tremendously huge hole in nanoseconds, in mamish, as he put it on his head, it went down on top of his head, and then his teeth came flying out. Moshe Rabbeinu jumped, even if he was 10 amis high, Chazal said he was 10 amis high, but how did he jump 10 amis? He jumped 10 amis and he had rock which 10 amis, and what did he do? He hit his ankle and that killed him? What's going on here? So the Gaon says, in Echanami, he didn't die from hitting his ankle, he fell over, and from the bigger they are, the harder they fall, and the male, that's how he died. L'chur, it seems mufka that he should die from, we're talking about such a tremendously huge person, that's what he died from, somebody banging against his ankle. Says the Rashba as follows. He says, we find in Chazal, that when Chazal used harim, habitu al tur chutavtem, and the Pasuk says, habitu al avram avichem, then we find that the harim, Esa Inay al harim, the harim are referred to as the Aves HaKadoshim. So when we say har, the har is Avram Avinu. Memela, Oig Mel Chabashim, we find that Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he wasn't scared of Tichon, he was scared of Oig. Why was he scared of Oig? Because he had this chus of telling Avram Avinu, Kinish Ba'achiv, that Loit was taken captive. Memela had chus Aves, so Klai Yisrael has chus Aves, and Oig also has chus Aves. He has the schus of Avraham Avinu. Mamela, he was coming to dump on Klal Yisrael this mountain, the schus of Avraham Avinu. You're telling that you have schus of us. I have the mountain. Klal Yisrael, and that's what he wanted to throw on Klal Yisrael. That which the ants came and dug a hole. He says that's Klal Yisrael. That's a simon for Klal Yisrael that ain koichem el v'peh. Like Klal Yisrael say by Bilam and Balak, ain koichem. Koichem is v'peh to daven through the tefillah. Mamela, they were able to, through the tefillahs, they were able to bore a hole in this mountain, and it came down on top of his head. They weren't able to kill him. Their zchus by themselves was not enough. You needed Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu with the zchus of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Klal Yisrael with the zchus of the Makal, which is Klal Yisrael. He's taking together the zchus, Moshe Rabbeinu's zchus, together with the zchus of the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. And the jumping. Jumping is meramis to, you're going to a further place. You're going back to the zchus of Aves, the zchus of Avraham Avinu. So it's the three things together. These ten amis, talks about why is ten amis, but these three things together, what was needed to overcome Oik. In a chanami, Oik taka had a zchus. Oik had a zchus before it was, before he was your grandfather, before you had zchus Aves. He had a prior zchus when he said Kinish Ba'achiv. Kineged that schus, we have three different things together: the schus of Moshe Rabbeinu, the schus of Klal Yisrael, and the schus of the Aves together. And with that, he was able to bang into his ekev. His ekev is his foot. That means the schar of the tzias that he had for walking to go to give to Avraham Avinu. That was the schar that he had. And Mamela, through that, he was able to overcome Aik, and then Hanami is able to kill him. I lemaisa sustaining Gemara that somebody that sees the rock that Aik was going to throw on Klal Yisrael, he has to make a bracha. According to this, says the Rashba, Lehoyev Lehnivro. Says the Rashba, no, Zichr, we're talking about in a Hanami, even though this is all a mashal, but Oig, when he was coming to fight against Klal Yisrael, he wasn't coming to fight just the Schus the Ruchnius. He was Zichr pulling out an M16, he was pulling out an Uzi, he was pulling out huge rocks and boulders to throw on Klal Yisrael. Something that a human, any other human being wouldn't be able to hold because they wouldn't be strong enough. Oig, in tremendous strength, wouldn't be able to hold it. In a Hanami, the reason why he thought he'd be able to be successful in Klal Yisrael, even though all the other Umayyads were not, is because he had the Schus Aves and they didn't have the Schus Aves. The Mela, somebody that sees these tremendous rocks and these boulders that he was going to use in his fight, will remember the nace that happened with Klal Yisrael, and on that, in a Hanami, you'll make a bracha. That's the first Indian of Agarato. Second Indian is the Indian of Chalemais. Chalemais, the Enyaki brings down from the Barbanel in Parshas Miketz. He basically asked the Shver Ketin over here, and he says, Maman of Shach, he says, what's with Chalemis? Is Chalemis from a Shef Elyon, from the Ribbono Shel Olam, or is it Prashad, a pre-dimyon, it's something a person's total of fantasy imagination? He says, Maman of Shach, if it's from a Shef from the Ribbono Shel Olam, then what does it mean? Ein Marin Leila Odom Elam Yehuri Liboy, HaChalemis Shav Yudaberu, Kol HaChalemis Holchan Achar HaPeh, Divir Chalemis Leimalan Vilay Meredin, Rameir said in Gittin, what's going on? Elamai, you want to say that it's Taka fantasy. So if that's the case, then what's with all the Chalemis that are true that people see? All the whole Tanakh is full of Yosef HaTzadik and Nebuchadnezzar and Parah and all these Chalemis. All the Chalemis that it says in the Gemara, Haraya Yitzapeh, Haraya Yitzapeh. What are all these Chalemis? All the stories of Bar Hedya Bechlal. To say that Bar Hedya was a Navi, to say that he was a... say that it was... it says the Chalemis Echad Mishishim B'Nevua. All these Gemaras, Lachera, if it's only pre-Dimyon, then what's with all these chalemis that were taka true chalemis? And then he says the same thing also with the pitzon of the chalemis. Is the pitzon of chalemis, is that derech nevuah? That the pitzon of chalemis, he has a nevuah to be pitzon? Or is it hashar ba'alma? It's just a guesstimate, it's an estimate. It's if it's only hashar ba'alma, so then what's pshat in Rebbenor? Rebbenor went to 24 different pitzon chalemis and they're all in his game. Each person had a different Ashara. If they all had a different Ashara, how could it be that they're all Miskayim? The story doesn't make sense. Elamai, you want to say that and he says also Bechlal, if it's Ashara, then half the time it's going to be wrong. Her. And he says, Mitzacheni, if it's a Derech Nevuah, so then you're going to say all these Pesach Chalemis were Nevim, all these 24 Pesach Chalemis, Barhedi was a Navi, what's going on over here? So before we get to the Barbanel, the Marshal says he has a Mahalach, and he says that there's three different types of chalaimis, as is mevor in the Gemara. The first chalaim, there's three different ashmeris. Somebody that has a chalaim during the first ashmer, that means shortly after he went to sleep, That's a chalayim that he has mihiruri libay, whatever he thought of during the day. That was the ma'isim with the Kesar Vremi, and the Shvar Malko, that he told them, you're going to think about this and this. He thought about it the entire day, and then he had that dream. That's chalayim b'shavi daberu. That's shum davar. That's nothing. That's only mihiruri libay. That's a chalayim that is seen by the first Hashmer. A chalayim that's seen by the third Hashmer, that's a chalayim b'shal shachris, that says it's niskayim. There's three different chalayim that are in this guy, and one of them is a chalayim that a person sees by shachris, the last Ashmero. Gimel chalayim is miskayim, chalayim shal shachris. Why? Because that's a chalayim which is ayidei malach. That's a chalayim which comes in a chanami ayidei ashefa elyoin. It's a chalayim ayidei malach. And that's a chalayim which is doimet in nevuah and is giving niskayim even if a person is not poitzer. That's like the chalayim of Yosef HaTzadik. Even without a pisurin, it's going to be niskayim. Then you have the third type of chalayim, which is the chalayim which is in the middle of Ashmer. That's Ayidei Shade, he says. And that could go either way. That's all the ma'isim of Bar-Hedya. And I would say, first of all, when you get to the other one, which is like a nevuah, that's the Yitzapeh. All the Yitzapehs are also those. That's somebody that sees this Yitzapeh because it's Ke'in and nevuah. The middle one is Ayidei Shade, and that can go two different ways. And depending on the way that the person is poiser it, then in Chanami, that's how it's niskayim. That's the three different types of chalayim, is depending on when the person saw it. Says the Marsha, what's the pshat? How could it be that kafi, the way that the person is poiser it, then that's what happens? He says, we find such a musik. Kilal aschinum, he says, al tiya kilal aschinum kalabeinacho, al tiya brikas hedit kalabeinacho. We find that toiv ayin hu yivarech, and there's such an inyan of ayin haro. A person who's a Toriv Ayin, he could be married Shefa. Who's the Ayin Hara, it's Mefurish Halacha. And Baba Basra, you're not allowed to stand, when a person's field is full of Tvur, you're not allowed to stand and stare into his field. Because you're going to ruin it, Ayin Ayin Hara. Tomorrow in Baba Metziyan, and Metziyan says that if you're going to take out a Aved of somebody else, when there's other Archim there, you may ruin it, Ayin Ayin Hara. There's a Metziyan of Ayin Hara. We see that a person has a Koyach through his Ayin Hara, either to destroy, or a Toriv Ayin has the ability to Hu Yivarech. Through a bracha, through a klala. The memela, such a person, Taisa says, it's not everybody. Purishri, the mazel shasaleh garim, ein adavar tolei b'chochma. It's not just every person that can do it. There's a certain person, certain people that have a koyach, ayidei, the mazel that they were born in, that they're able to take something which is a suffix, and in a chanami go ahead and change it to a specific way. That it should be in a specific way. Now, how does this shtim with Hashgachas Hashem? Was it supposed to happen or was it not supposed to happen? All the things with Bar-Hedya, were they supposed to happen to Rava or they're not supposed to happen to Rava? If they were supposed to happen to Rava, why did he get upset? If they were not supposed to happen, then how did they happen? What's going on? So the truth is that the Ben Ishchai is Mechadish, Chorot Zechidish Gozal, says the Ben Ishchai that in a Chanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts, when a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants something to happen to somebody, he puts in the das of the person that's going to ask the Pitzrin Chaloyim whether or not he should pay or not. Memela, the good things that were supposed to happen to Abaya, he put into Abaya's head that he should pay for Hedya. Memela, they're all Nifta Leteva. In Rava, he at the beginning he didn't pay. How come he switched in the middle and he started paying? At a certain point, the Kadosh Baruch Hu put into his mind that he should pay. Now it should be Nifta Leteva. So Zichur wasn't connected to Rebbeinu Shalom. Lule, you could be Mitzayin, the Pasuk says, Ki hu anay sein lecha koyach lasis choyel, the Targum Unkle says, Hu yohiv lecha eitzel lemikni nichsin. Because the Baruch Hu gives the person an eitzel. When a person says he had a great idea, who gave you that great idea? The Rebbeinu Shalom gave you that great idea. That's where they Rebbeinu Shalom. So Mamela, because the Baruch Hu puts into each person, that's why it's not connected to Hashgacha. I would have said maybe you could even say a little bit different.
Why did
Rebbe
get mad at him?
Why did
Rebbe
get
mad at him?
That's a good question. We'll get to that in a second, maybe in the Bar Minhag. What? And the tefillin, so in the Chanami, that one is, that. What's that? The tefillin is, the Metzius was that it wasn't there. Metzius was a chur. What? That could be that it wasn't telling the path. It could be that one wasn't telling the path. You could say differently. You could say also that sometimes a person is in a matziv where in a chanami HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't be medactic with him. But because he does something, Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be medactic with him. It's not that he didn't do anything wrong. He did something wrong. Because Baruch Hu is being Yinayeg Barachmanis. However, if he puts himself in a certain situation, then in a Chanami, it could be that it will be Maskir Zavainais, and therefore he'll get Nenash. We saw that in the Gemara. The Gemara says in Nun Hei Amar Aleph, Gimel Dvar Maskirin Avanais HaShaladim. Elohen Kir Nato Yun Tvilo Maisa Din HaChaver. L'Shamayim. What does it mean? Maisa Din HaChaver L'Shamayim. You say, Rebbeinu Shalom, Yishboid Hashem Bini Uveinecho. But the Baruch Hu should down between me and you. The Baruch Hu says, oh, I should down between me and you? Let me see. Let me pull out the pinkest of the whole list of things. Ah, one second, you weren't on time for Shacharis this morning. You didn't dam a kabbani. What's all going on? One second, Kadosh Baruch Hu knows that he wasn't on time for Shacharis, or he doesn't know? Obviously he knows. That's not a question, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is naying berachmanis. But when you go ahead and you're ma'ir adinim, then Kadosh Baruch Hu says, ah, you're being ma'ir adinim, I'm going to go see where you're holding also. But main law, there are certain times that it's not connected hashgacha zichrona, Kadosh Baruch Hu is being naying berachmanis. He's marrying lefnim mishuras adin. And through the fact that there's a al tiftach pela satan, there's an inin there, it's ma'ir. To look into the person's ma'isim, b'milat medaktekim im chasidav kechut asayru. B'milat, you could say that's why it's not connected to hashgacha. That's how the marshal goes. The Bar Manel, he says also similar. He says there's different types of chalim. He says shtayim shem shalish. He says there's one that's priyadimyari, which is taka in echanami. It's what the guy thought about during the day, and that's nothing. And then there's one that's Mishef Elyon, and he says, how do you know which one is which? He says, it depends. If you see a dream and things are flying around, nothing is Mesudar, nothing is, he says, then you know that it's only pre-Dimyon. Doesn't make sense. First you were over here, and then you find yourself in a different country, and there's people that already died, and they're wearing men, wearing women's clothes. This doesn't make sense. You know that's pre-Dimyon, don't worry about it. Shav Yidavru. Then you have another time, everything is mavur, everything is, the chalayim is very clear, exactly what's going on. Then in Chanami, that's a chalayim, which is a shefa elyon. And he says also, the person himself will feel that it's a chalayim. Me'ein nevua, echad mishim nevua, when he wakes up in the morning, he says, oh, that was real. Some people, when they wake up, that was such a real dream, they know that there's somebody who's talking to them, somebody that was like parei Nebuchadnezzar, they woke up, it's a pe'im ruchoy, it says, he knew that something was... As I was saying it, I was thinking of that actually, but it doesn't mean that it wasn't realistic. It's very mavur. It's not something. It's not flying around. It's not a lot of different things that are happening that are without any sequence. Maybe not everything. That which he was standing on the water, that was also a part of the chalayim. He has to be mazbe that. And he's talking about the melech. That he's yomer al yar. That was the Indian. That was the chilek. That's why it was like that. But it's not something which was mibubal. It was something. It could be that it didn't make sense. But in a chanami. It was not something which was without Satan. So Mamela, he says, that's the way to know. There's two different types of Chalayimis, and those that it says, Yitapala Chachma Vahulu, that's also from the second type of Chalayim. And he says, the Pisron Chalayimis also is like a doctor. He says, a doctor has to know two things. He has to know the simonim of the sick person. What are these? What does it indicate for Chalal? What type of sickness is it? And then he has to know also, the person that's sick, what you could give him. The guy's allergic to penicillin, and they can't give him penicillin. You have to know how to deal with it. She's an individual person. And he says, Paisa Chalamis is the same thing. You have to know, when you see Alumis in the dream, you have to know that Alumis, when they saw, and the brothers of Yosef saw the Alumis in the dream, they said, are you going to be Moishel Aleinu? Who said I'm going to be Moishel Alecho? Who told you? They understood that Alumis is Memshal, is Melucha, called the Alam Gvar. They understood that was the, what it was the sign. The male person has to be able to, the Paisach Alumis has to understand, first of all, what does it mean? And they have to understand the individual person, what type of person he is, to be able to properly interpret it. Why? We saw Yayin. Yayin sometimes is good, sometimes is bad. If it's a Talmud Chacham, it's always good. So it depends on the person. You can't just say yain sometimes this, sometimes that. If you know the person, you know it's tamukham. It's always good. Memela, he wants to tie it as follows. He says that which you say kol chalim is holchanach harapeh. He says lam doesn't mean that the pisrein is nikva kafi the way that the person is praising. He says no. He says that the when the person is praising, he's praising a chilek of the chalim. When Rebbe Noah went to the 24 Pesach Chalayim, each one was placed to a different chilek of the Chalayim. And immediately, all became true. However, when a person is person of chalayim, lav dafka, they have to interpret every single chilek. So Rava Bar Hedya, when he came to Abaya and Rava, with Abaya he was madgish the good things, and with Rava he was madgish the bad things. And he knew that Rava Bachlal, he said, had his mezeg was, he says, he tells to the Gemara that Rava himself said, Chaya b'ni mazerni lay b'schus atalim milso, b'mazda atalim milso. He knew that his mazel wasn't so great. Kenzan, according to some, just throw in, some people say that he was from Beis Eli, Abaya also maybe was. But he knew that he was, Memela, he, with Abaya, he couldn't be kaveh anything. But with Abaya, he was madgish the good things, and when the good things happened, he says, oh, this is like he was praiser, and the bad things that happened, he wasn't trail in the chalayim. And by Rava, he was madgish the bad things, and when those things happened, he was trail, that was the praiser in the chalayim. When the good things happened, he wasn't meisam aleiv. So what was Rava getting angry at him for? Lamaisa l'chur has nothing to do with that. He said, simply because he was... He says that the way that he did it was like an enemy. He should have prepared him for it. He should have instead of telling him this is gonna happen, your wife is gonna die, and your children and machulu, like he told him, he should have done it in a way which is much more matim, given the ability maybe to do tshuva, to change things there, to machulu, not to do it in such a stark oifen. But in a chanami, according to this, zikr is not keneged hashgacha. Zikr that this person is not the one that's koveya in a chanami. What is what's true, what's not true, and what's going to be niskayim, what's not going to be niskayim. This stems a little bit more with the goyim. The goyim says he's chelik on Taisus. Taisus says the mimazel shas alei the goyim ve'ina davar talzu b'chokma. In the chedushi birim from the goyim it says Rabbeinu Amar shadavar talu b'chokma ve'ina talu b'mazel. It's only chokma, not mazel. So the chokma to be able to pick out the character traits of the person who's standing in front of you, to be able to be madgish the nekudus that are shach to that person. Not that Barbanel says is what would happen with Bar Hedya. Just to end off, we'll say that even the ones that lechara are true, maybe it's dafka like the Orcha Tzadikim says. The Orcha Tzadikim says in Shara Emes, Hachaloymis ayidei malach hamalav la'adam ulefi shein kol hamachshavis emes alkein ein kol hachaloymis emes. A person's machshavis are not all true, meilas chalemis are not all true. Umi shemargel atzmai shiya kol machshavos of emes gam b'layla yira maris emes v'yida hasidus kemoi b'olam.